My throat's been killing me for the past 2 days. Good thing I still got those antibiotics from my ear infection last month.
Wait, Nicole, what? You can't just...
Relax. They are my antibiotics. Plus, they cost me $40 even with my Medicare card. I need to get my money's worth.
Oh no, Nicole. We need to have a chat. Bugs
and Drugs. Welcome to Bugs and Drugs, the podcast where we tackle the tiny troublemakers that affect our health and the medicines we use to fight them. I'm Tara.
I'm Lily.
And I'm Nicole, apparently doing everything wrong with my antibiotics.
That's right. Today's episode is called Don't Be That Friend with Antibiotics. You know the one, they stop taking their meds when they feel better, share prescriptions like Tim Tams, and think antibiotic resistance is someone else's problem.
Spoiler alert, it's everyone's problem. According to the Australian Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare, Australia has one of the highest antibiotic prescription rates in the world, nearly double the rate of countries like the Netherlands.
Wait, we're worse than other countries?
We'll get into that later, but first, let's bring in our experts.
Today, we have two fantastic guests. First, Dr. Kelvin Goh, who is a postdoctoral research fellow at Griffith University. He's been working hands-on with multi-drug-resistant bacteria for more than a decade. And we're also joined by Professor Mark Blaskovich from the University of Queensland, who's a leading expert in antibiotic resistance research. He is a co-founder of the Community for Open Antimicrobial Drug Discovery, a global antibiotic discovery initiative, and has led a number of UQ industry collaborations focused on antibiotic development. Kelvin and Mark, welcome. So, Nicole, let's rewind. Tell us about your antibiotic habits.
Well, like I said, I had an ear infection a few months back, and my GP prescribed me antibiotics for 10 days, but I felt amazing after 5, so I just stopped. Saved the rest because, you know, why waste perfectly good medicine?
You're not alone here. Research from the Australian Journal of General Practice shows that about 1 in 3 Australians don't complete their full courses of antibiotics.
But I felt fine after 5 days. Why should I keep taking them?
That's exactly the problem, Nicole. Think of it this way. Antibiotics don't kill all bacteria at once. They work in stages. So the weak bacteria die first, usually within 2 to 3 days, which is why you start feeling better. But the strongest, most resistant bacteria, they survive much longer and need the full treatment to be eliminated.
So I basically left the strongest bacteria alive to, what, multiply and cause more problems?
Dr. Kelvin, when someone like Nicole stops their antibiotics early, what's actually happening with those leftover bacteria?
Well, when you start taking antibiotics, you wipe out most of the bacteria, but there will be some random few that can survive. So if you stop treatment early or you skip doses because you feel better, you're actually giving these survivors a chance to regroup and come back stronger, which then can make an infection much harder to treat the next time.
Here's what's scary. The Lancet published projections showing that by 2050, antimicrobial resistance could cause 10 million deaths globally per year. That's more than cancer.
Okay, but that's the global doom and gloom. What about right here in Australia?
So Australia, we're still relatively fortunate in terms of it's not as big an issue as particularly some of the lower middle income countries. It does still cause or is associated with more deaths than are caused by, for example, car accidents per year. So it's definitely here and definitely causing an issue. Globally, there's a report that came out a year or two ago that about back in 2019, there were 1.3 million deaths globally that were directly caused by resistant infections and almost 5 million deaths that were associated with a resistant infection. So if you look at that numbers, it's more per year than was caused at the peak of the COVID crisis.
That's really terrifying. So when I went to that big music festival while still on antibiotics...
Yeah, Dr. Kelvin, can you tell us what happens when someone like Nicole goes to a crowded event like the music festival while still on antibiotics? How do these resistant bacteria actually spread?
Well, if somebody like Nicole goes to a huge music festival while still on antibiotics, she might feel fine and could still be carrying drug-resistant bacteria in her gut, in her throat, or even on her skin. And in a packed festival, if you think about it, with shared bathrooms, food stalls, and close contact, those bacteria can then pass on to others through touch, droplets, or contaminated surfaces. And that's how resistant bugs can move silently from one person to another and start circulating more widely in the community.
Oh my gosh, so I turned the festival into a bacterial rave?
Yeah, pretty much. Thousands of sweaty people sharing drinks and hugging and dancing. It's like the perfect bacteria networking event.
Okay, so is that all there is to this problem?
Not entirely. There's another huge issue. People taking antibiotics when they don't even need them in the first place.
Like, for what?
Okay, Nicole, let's do a pop quiz. Your friend has the flu. Do they need antibiotics?
Obviously, the flu's terrible. You need strong medicine like antibiotics.
Nope, that's wrong. The flu is caused by a virus, not bacteria. Here's where those prescription statistics get scary. The Medical Journal of Australia found that almost 1 in 4 antibiotic prescriptions in Australia are inappropriate. That means doctors are giving out antibiotics when they actually won't help.
So, some doctors are just guessing?
Not exactly. Professor Mark, can you explain why this happens?
One of the biggest problems with bacterial infections and the use of antibiotics is there's no rapid diagnostic. That you go to a doctor's office, you're feeling sick with a flu or a cold, and probably caused by a virus, but you want to take something. And if the doctor can't decisively say, no, you don't have a bacterial infection, it's viral, where an antibiotic doesn't work, then there will be pressure on him to give something just in case they actually do have a bacterial infection. And so, yeah, without a clear diagnostic, that can be an issue as well.
So it's about patient pressure.
Exactly. Research shows that many Australian GPs feel pressured by patients to prescribe antibiotics unnecessarily.
But Dr. Kelvin, what actually happens when we take antibiotics for viral infections? Because I remember my doctor prescribed them for my cold last winter.
So if you take antibiotics for a cold or flu, they just simply won't work, right? Because viruses don't have the cell structures like a cell wall or metabolic processes that the antibiotics target. But what the drugs can do is that they still wipe out the helpful bacteria in your body, which can cause other side effects. Now, it creates opportunities for resistant bacteria to take hold in your gut. And on a bigger scale, every unnecessary cost also adds to the overall problem of antibiotic resistance within a community.
So I'm killing my good bacteria for nothing?
Yeah, that's right. Your gut is like a garden with trillions of beneficial bacteria. Taking unnecessary antibiotics is like using a flamethrower to remove one weed.
Nicole, remember when you had that terrible stomach issue after your last round of antibiotics?
Oh God, don't remind me. I was basically living in the bathroom for a week.
That's because you disrupted your microbiome. Research shows that even a single course of antibiotics can alter your gut bacteria for up to 12 months.
Dr. Kelvin, can you explain this connection?
Antibiotics don't just kill the bad bugs. They also disrupt the gut's helpful bacteria. So after a course, it can take weeks or even months to rebuild a healthy balance again. And this disruption can cause stomach issues and also make you more vulnerable to other infections caused by bacteria like C. difficile, and can also have other long-term effects on your immunity.
And so that's why avoiding unnecessary antibiotics protects not just against resistance, but also your gut health. Now, Nicole, you mentioned sharing antibiotics earlier. Tell us about that.
Well, my roommate has similar symptoms to what I had before, so I give them a few of my leftover pills. Same infection, same cure, right?
Oh, no. Professor Mark, why is sharing leftover antibiotics so dangerous?
Because generally when you're prescribed an antibiotic, it's because the doctor knows that you have infection. And one of the main reasons that resistance rises is people take antibiotics when they don't need to be doing it. So if you're sharing an antibiotic with someone else, the other person probably doesn't know that they have an infection or not. And so they're just taking it just because, you know, they feel poorly. And that's one of the reasons that more bacteria become resistant, because you're exposing a population of bacteria within your body that exists all the time to an antibiotic. And they, in order to survive, they start becoming resistant to that antibiotic, and then they can spread that resistance around to some of the more dangerous bacteria that eventually might infect your body.
Okay, so I learned to not stop antibiotics early, not to share them, but what exactly should I be doing?
Good question. Let's talk about how to actually use antibiotics responsibly.
Dr. Kelvin, what's your top advice for everyday Australians? What should we actually be doing to prevent creating these superbugs?
So the best way to use antibiotics responsibly is pretty straightforward. Only take them when your doctor says you need them and finish the full course. Don't pressure your doctor for antibiotics just in case. Never share or save leftover pills. And also, importantly, practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, cover coughs. All of these help reduce the number of infections that might otherwise require antibiotics.
That actually sounds doable, but what are some questions I should ask my doctor?
Some things you could ask is this definitely a bacterial infection? And if they're needed, check how long you need to take them, what side effects to expect, and whether the antibiotics could affect your gut or other prescriptions. And if you're unsure whether to continue or stop your course later, just call and ask. It's always safer to check than to guess.
Yeah, this is the key takeaway, everyone. Talk to your doctor. Ask questions. That's the responsible approach. Dr. Kelvin, what about antibiotic disposal? Nicole's got that stash at home.
So the number one thing you need to remember is never flush leftover antibiotics or throw them in the bin. Right? They can contaminate water and soil, and they can help spread resistance in the environment. So in Australia, we have a free return unwanted medicines program. So what you can do is you can bring unused or expired antibiotics or any prescription drugs to any pharmacy where they'll be disposed of safely. This is a simple way to protect people, pets, and the ecosystem from unnecessary exposure.
Wait, so I can't just flush them?
Never. Like Kelvin said, it's best to take them to any pharmacy in Australia. They all participate in the Return Unwanted Medicines program. It's completely free.
Just walk in and ask.
What if the pharmacy asks questions?
Don't worry, they won't judge you. Pharmacists see this all the time. Just say, I have some unused medicines for disposal. They'll take any expired or leftover medications, not just antibiotics. They get properly incinerated at high temperatures so they can't harm the environment.
And here's a crazy statistic. Australian pharmacies destroy about 700 tons of unused medicines every year through this program. That's how much we're all hoarding.
700 tons? That's actually insane.
Yep, and you know what else is insane? All the antibiotic myths out there in the world. Let's take these last couple of minutes to bust some of the most common myths.
Professor Mark, let's start with this one. Antibiotics can be used for preventative purposes. Myth or truth?
So in certain situations, yes. So if you're going in for a surgery, for example, where there's a high chance that you could get an infection during the surgery, then taking a prophylactic antibiotic to stop, head off that potential infection could be a good thing. But for the general person in public, just taking an antibiotic just in case, it's not the thing to do. And the comparison that I like using is, you don't take an anti-cancer drug just because you think you might have cancer or you don't want to get cancer, right? Yeah. And I think the difference is people have this perception that antibiotics, they're safe and they cause no harm. And that's just not true. So antibiotics have a lot of detrimental side effects outside of generating resistance. They can cause ear damage, they can cause kidney damage. So it's not safe just to take an antibiotic when you're feeling unwell.
Dr. Kelvin, myth or truth? Probiotics will help to protect my gut whilst on antibiotics.
Partly true. It may help some people, but it's not guaranteed. The best protection is only using antibiotics when needed.
And finally, Professor Mark, stronger antibiotics work faster, so I should ask my doctor for the strongest one.
So that's definitely not true. You really want to use the least powerful antibiotic as needed, because the strongest ones are kind of our last resort antibiotics that are, we need to save those and preserve those for when people have these resistant infections where only the strongest antibiotic works. And if you use it repeatedly for infections that are easily treated by like a penicillin, which is one of the first antibiotics ever developed, then now you're potentially generating resistance so that the next person who needs to use a stronger antibiotic, it won't work anymore.
As we wrap up today's episode, let's remember, every single antibiotic decision you make affects not just you, but your community and future generations.
Kelvin and Mark, thank you so much for your time today and for helping us to understand that antibiotics aren't just pills. They're a shared resource we need to protect.
And I'm officially retiring from being that friend with antibiotics. From now on, I'm sticking to the rules.
That's what we like to hear. Listeners, here's your homework. Check your medicine cabinet. If you have any leftover antibiotics, take them to a pharmacy disposal program this week.
And next time you're sick, remember, antibiotics aren't always the answer. Sometimes rest, fluids, and time are the best medicine.
Plus, share this episode with that friend. You know the one who needs to hear this message, because antibiotic resistance affects all of us. But together, we can fight back.
Thanks for joining us on Bugs and Drugs. Remember,
don't be that friend with antibiotics.
We'll be back soon with another episode.
Until then, stay healthy, stay informed.
And for the love of bacteria, finish your prescriptions.